It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Have you heard about the new preacher who was attending Vacation Bible School at the church? It was the day after the preacher had moved in, and he was going to each of the classes in order to get acquainted with the children. In one class of youngsters, he decided to test their Bible knowledge. He looked at one young boy and asked him a question. "Johnny, do you know who knocked down the walls of Jericho?" The youngster, taken by surprise at the question, shot back his reply. "It sure wasn't me, preacher. I ain't touched them." Well, the new preacher, wishing to discuss the boy's reply with the teacher, turned to speak. But before he could say a word, the teacher was already talking. Now, preacher, Johnny is a good boy. And if he said he didn't do it, then I can promise you he did not do it." There was a pause. Then the teacher addressed the other students in the class. "Did any of you children knock down the walls of Jericho?" One after another, they replied that they did not do it. The preacher was so upset that he turned and walked out of the room. On Sunday night, he had a call meeting with the church and their board to discuss the situation. He reported the incident to the board and asked what they intended to do about it. After a moment of silence, the chairman of the board spoke. "Preacher, we see no point in making a big issue out of this matter. The board will pay for the damages and charge it off to vandalism." And the tale goes that the preacher fainted then and there. Well, the person who isn't familiar with the scriptures has shortchanged himself. For the scriptures do indeed contain the world's greatest source of inspiration and help. A person not versed in scripture has no knowledge of verses such as this one. "Come now, let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." Neither would that person be able to gain strength from a verse such as this. "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." If a person is mentally and physically tired and has no knowledge of Scripture, he would miss a true source of help in this verse. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." The person seeking forgiveness and without knowledge of Scripture would be without this verse. "As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us." The Bible is a very important book with immeasurable wealth for those who are willing to familiarize themselves with it. Henry Ward Beecher once said, "The Bible is God's chart for you to steer by, to keep you from the bottom of the sea, and to show you where the harbor is, and how to reach it without running on rocks and bars." John Greenleaf Whittier put it in a poem entitled Merriam. It goes like this. "We search the world for truth. We cull the good, the pure, the beautiful, from all old flower fields to the soul. And weary seekers of the best, we come back laden from our quest, to find that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read." Do yourself a favor. Acquaint yourself with the scriptures. By the way, who did knock down the walls of Jericho?
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.